Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet, starring the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Today, Scott, as on our previous episode, I'm totally willing to yield the baton to Farrell Brenner, Professor Farrell Brenner, who has earned his chops with his 40-plus years of practice in helping people untangle their emotional mess. And Farrell, as a correct scientist, has developed products that allow him to make this process easier, more permanent, and even available by remote control, meaning he can deliver to people the substance that can deliver the change, the result of the therapy. So instead of having to sit for 5 years every Friday for 2 hours in a counselor's couch looking at the ceiling trying to come up with what in the world your mommy did to you, you can instead just take a drop of Farrell's beautiful, smart minerals products and get the result. So that's enough babble. Farrell Brenner, are you with us?
Hey, thank you, Martin. Thank you, Scott. And hello to everybody. I want to thank you for having me on and giving me the chance to talk about basically what's my life work, helping people to come to the end point of what they would get if they were involved in some kind of self-help or help with a professional, instead of picking through the past for years, as Martin said. What we're more interested in here, what I came to after so many decades of being a licensed counselor and a psychology professor, what I came to is, let's just get to the bottom line. Where would you be at the end of your process, and how can we help you to get there right now? And in our testing, we found that we have products that help to a person to get to that place right now within moments. Not that it's complete and total and not that it's permanent, but right now you can have a taste of what it would be like, and that taste can be the foundation for making changes for the rest of your life. It opens a door that with your intent and work you can go through far more easily than having to climb over a mountain of great, difficult effort.
Awesome. And you were on the show last week, Farrell, and it was amazing. I learned a lot, and so did a lot of the people that were listening to it. And we got a few questions, and I was wondering if before, because I know one of the things we want to do is talk about some of the other products besides the gift, which we talked about last week. But before we get into that, you had talked about reversal. So the first question is like, what is reversal, and what did you mean by that? And then you also said on a scale of 1 to 12, people need to get to a 4 in order to heal. So I guess one question I have about that is, kind of a little bit more about this scale, but also what level do you think most people are at right now?
Well, that's a great question, Scott. I've tested many people over the years on this scale of 12 for self-esteem. And what I found out was that most of the people who came to me for assistance were pretty functional people. I did not specialize in people who were psychologically disturbed, who just were about to go into or come out of a mental institution or anything like that. They're most of the people that you would meet on a street who were just regular folks, but who wanted to make some changes in their lives, and so they were going to counselors or whatever. And sometimes those changes were as simple as health problems, and sometimes those health problems were life-threatening. But reversal, to answer your question, reversal means a reversal of the basic life process that helps you to survive. So reversal means doing things, functioning in such a way that is counter to survival. We eat to survive, we sleep to survive, we work so that we can survive and hopefully have a good quality of life and so on. When we start making decisions, actions, or even physiologically have processes that are counterproductive, such as autoimmune diseases, such as, for example, chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr, cancer, to name a few, are autoimmune diseases. These are things where our software, our basic physiological processes are not working the way they're supposed to. It's not that they can't, it's that they don't. And I've had many people come to see me who, just by coming out of reversal, lost a life-threatening disease. That may be hard to believe, but it's a fact.
Wow. And as you were talking, I was thinking a slightly less potentially devastating outcome, but I was thinking, like you were talking about, we eat to live, but we also eat a lot of stuff that clogs up our arteries, or, you know, too much sugar and gives us diabetes. So, I mean, I can be eating, but I'm eating the wrong stuff. So I'm kind of getting the impression that this might help me reverse that.
You know, you're absolutely right. As we come out of reversal, our physiology changes, our chemistry changes, and our taste changes. Our taste in food, our taste in drink, our taste in friends, our taste in who we're attracted to. It's amazing how comprehensive this process is, because reversal refers to a basic life process going right down to the cellular level of, are we moving towards or away from the things that we need to be moving towards and the things that we need to be moving away from.
So the scale of 12, how is that decided upon versus maybe 10 or 100?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I got the scale from originally in 1984. Dr. Roger Callahan published a book, a seminal book called The 5-Minute Phobia Cure. And in it, he described that he was getting pretty good results with an innovation where he applied some principles of acupuncture to psychotherapeutic processes and wound up being able to sometimes cure a phobia in a matter of minutes, whereas phobias in therapy take years to address and are very, very difficult, painful, and the results are typically not that great.
But so he used acupuncture to quickly remove a phobia.
Actually, he did not use acupuncture. He used his knowledge of acupuncture to change the energy flow or the energy balance between left and right meridians. And this is not really the place for me to get into that, but the point was that he was getting about 60 to 70% success, which was much better than standard psychotherapy. And he was, a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in phobias. And he grew up with multiple phobias himself, which is how he got interested in that field. So he was a phobia specialist. So his innovation got him 60 to 70%. He asked himself the question, why is it that the rest of the people, which is a great question for a scientist to ask, here's my success. Let me pat myself on the back for that. But hey, what about these failures? Why am I not getting the rest of these people? And he found out that they had this phenomenon called reversal, and he called it psychological reversal because for him, he was dealing with basic psychology, and that psychological reversal is what I call reversal of self-esteem, okay? But so what he did was he came up with a series of statements that he would test a person for, and if the person could say, I love and accept myself, they would pass the first hurdle. If they couldn't say, I love and accept myself, and it would be true, he knew that he was wasting his time working on them. That's what he found out. It was the degree to which people loved and accepted themselves that gave him the open doorway for a few minutes, long enough to make a permanent change in their system. So I can't emphasize this enough. The door being open for a few minutes.
Right.
Taking a person out of reversal for a few minutes allowed him to make permanent change. So with the gift and with these other products, each application gives you about 4 hours to make a change, much longer, much stronger, okay? And without going to the therapist.
That's amazing. 4 hours.
Yes, it is. And for some people, it's a lot longer. For example, with my wife, for her, it's like once a day, more than enough. For me, maybe having to do with all the people that I would be rubbing shoulders with, different energies and so forth, if I didn't do it every 4 hours, I would get in trouble, and I would notice a big difference. But anyway, what I found out, I decided to get more information about this degrees of loving yourself and accepting myself. So I carefully tweezed out what the degrees would be, and I came up. I'm the one who developed the 12-level scale. So on Martin's website, you can find the first 4 levels clearly enunciated. I love and accept myself. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself regardless of my faults and shortcomings. Now, that's a big, big change, that going from number 2 to number 3. I don't think I ever worked on a person the first time who was greater than a 2. And it was typical for me to be able to get people to a 4. And the 4th level was I love and accept, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself regardless of all my faults and shortcomings. This is a huge leap from 3 to 4. And when a person could say that and it would test true for them, then all kinds of changes would begin to, all kinds of doors would begin to open for them.
So basically, people that are level 1 are, I love and accept myself, and they can say that, they can believe that, it's not going to cause them to have an emotional reaction.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Okay, so level 1 was, I love and accept myself, and people can say that without, and believe it, without a major reaction, then that's the level that they're at.
They can.
Go ahead.
There's a test. A test is applied. A test of strength is applied after the person makes each statement.
So like a kinesiology test.
A kinesiology test is correct. So a kinesiology test is made after the person makes each statement. And if they can't pass that statement as true, then we would give them a drop of gift, typically on their heart center, and then they would immediately be able to go to the next level. Of course, it's not advisable to take a person more than 2 or 3 levels in one session, because
just to summarize, Farrell, for a second, because I know as I was listening to you, you know, there's, you know, things go on in my head, and then it's like, oh, I missed what level 3 and 4 were, right? And I suspect I'm not alone at this, so I just want to kind of repeat it for everybody.
You can find these on Life Enthusiast website under Smart Minerals, under The Gift, under Martin. What is the heading that this is under? How to Use?
Directions for Using Smart Minerals.
Martin?
There you go. We both are looking at it.
Oh, you're both looking at it. Well, you're ahead of me. Okay, that's great. Yeah, under directions, you'll find the 4 statements. The how to use it may be a little confusing, but the statements are clearly there.
Right. And that's what you want to do is you want to be able to either test yourself or have somebody who knows kinesiology test you on them.
That's right, but you don't need to do it that way. I want to emphasize this. You can simply make the statement until it feels comfortable to you. I love and accept myself. Oh, God, my voice is cracking up. I can hardly remember what I'm trying to say. Let me try it again. I love and accept. Do I feel it? Do I really feel like that? Yes, I do now. I love and accept myself. Then you go to the next level when you feel comfortable saying it. You don't need anybody to test you to do this. You can do it on your own. This is called using it with intent. By making the statement and saying it as best you can, as though you mean it, that's the correct way, that's the most effective way of using the product. Now, I'm not the only one who found that that healing and this type of psychological state are directly connected. For example, I found that if we raise the level of self-esteem, that the level of consciousness goes up. The level of consciousness is something that was LOC, has been reported by Dr. Hawkins in his famous book, Power versus Force. And in there, it's found that when people get to a certain level of consciousness, they can even be exposed to toxins, to poisons, and their body just shrugs it off. That means
wow.
you can be exposed to pathogens, to germs, to bacteria, and to viruses, and you shrug them off. And this explains a lot, because why is it that when a crowd of people are all exposed to the same virus, some people don't get it? Modern medical science doesn't really explain that adequately. In fact, in experiments where we tried to get people to be sick so that we could track what was happening to them, we found that we had to stress them at the same time that we exposed them to the pathogen, or they wouldn't get it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So one of the simple ways we did that was to get them to play poker. And putting the pathogens on the cards and passing the cards around, the stress of gambling, of will I win or will I lose? So level of consciousness and level of self-esteem are closely tied, and the higher your level of consciousness, the higher your level of self-esteem, the more immune you are. And that is correct. This is the very thing I found in autoimmune disorders. This is what I found was the key to unlocking the immune system's functioning, healthy, powerful functioning to protect the body.
Wow. That's really powerful stuff, Farrell.
Who's been sneezing?
Not me. My self-esteem, just listening to you, has been through the roof.
Oh, right.
So was there a reason why they decided on a scale of 12? And I have to tell you, too, I'm not going to let you go until we talk about what happens at level 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Because
that's not what I want to talk about today, because as you said at the beginning, we want to get into some of the other concepts, and we want to get into some of the other products, why they work, how they work, and what's going on with them. So all I can say is that if self-esteem, as I posit, is directly related to your level of consciousness, as Dr. Hawkins says, in the 500s you reach a place where you don't get sick. You don't get sick anymore. Not by changing your diet. You can eat the same diet. Not by getting more exercise. No. Not by sleeping more or moving out into the country or keeping better company. Just by raising your level of consciousness alone, that you'll stop getting sick anymore. That's what he says in that book. But he also says that the higher levels of this are what has commonly been referred to as levels of enlightenment. And that's where you get into people who are capable of doing unusually great types of accomplishments. People who are saintly, Mother Teresa, Albert Schweitzer, people who are genius level in their functioning, who the creative ideas flow into them, and they are capable of affecting not one or two or three people, but capable of affecting hundreds of thousands of people. And all this is described, by the way, in the book by Hawkins, Power versus Force. All I'm doing is saying, he talks about it, I talk about how to get there.
So last time, Farrell, you talked about water having memory, and of course Dr. Emoto has shown that in a lot of his work. But you also said something which was quite amazing. I'd never heard of it before, and it makes total sense, is that the next strong thought that the water experiences takes over from the previous one.
That's correct.
So how does, the smart mineral products like the Gift and the other ones deal with the fact that there could be some, negative thoughts around them?
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. It's the thought. The clarity of the thought times the amount of energy plus the type of substance that it's embedded in equals the result. So with water, it doesn't matter how strongly you embed a clear thought. It's a type of medium that's very malleable and easily changes its, well, shape. Certainly, water, flowing water, shape. It just doesn't hold its shape. It has a memory, but it has a easy-to-forget memory. Okay, very impressionable. It's very impressionable. So I actually worked for years trying different substances and different means of imprinting, of putting a message in different substances. And what I was looking for, in the same way that with the reversal, I was looking for a way to take people out of reversal for longer, if not permanently. With the memory, I was looking for something that would hold a clear, powerful, charged information, hold it for a longer period of time. And I finally did find something that would do that, and that substance is called Ormus, O-R-M-U-S. And it's a type of substance that on the label it's referred to as nano minerals. And nano means very small, and minerals is not the calcium, potassium, and phosphorus. These are the large minerals that we need to eat to make strong and healthy skin, hair, bones, and so forth. These are the micronutrients, the trace minerals, but in a very, very small size, so small that they're functioning at 1 and 2 atoms. And not just any substance at all, but these are the precious metal elements that are in this micronized state and in a high energy state as well. And these this type of substance called Ormus it's been patented by a guy by the name of Hudson, who has a world patent on how to make them and what they can do. They're quite extraordinary, and they are capable of holding the memory, and they are a health food in and of themselves.
I would like to actually interject. You know, we have been selling and promoting Ormus products since the beginning of Life Enthusiast. You will find several different producers of Ormus. Smart Minerals is one of them on our website. And yes, Hudson has patented a particular specific process, but Ormus as such exists abundantly in nature. I believe it comes from within the earth, primarily on volcanic emissions. Volcanic soils are really rich in it, but because of natural erosion, these soils have been washed into creeks and rivers and into the oceans. So these days, even ocean waters are very rich in that.
And, absolutely correct.
There are methods. There are methods that have showed us how to concentrate these.
That's absolutely correct. Actually, Ormus elements are everywhere, but they are not much concentrated in most foods. You'd have to eat a ton of food to get the amount, and that's good food, to get the amount that's in one drop of the gift. So
we understand that, and that's why we are selling these. They are
right,
generally,
but in fact,
promoting.
Yes, indeed, they certainly are. Ormus is a health food in its own right. But my concern here was more for getting people out of reversal, to lead them to success, to health, to happiness, to peace, to satisfaction and fulfillment. My concern was that. So when I introduced the gift and my products, I didn't even say there was Ormus in them. I wasn't wanting to sell them for the Ormus. I was wanting to get people to make an investment in their health and well-being.
I would like to offer an analogy or an allegory. You know, the difference between medium and the message. You know, a floppy disk will hold some information, and a DVD, an aluminum-based disk, will hold information. And I would say that water is like the floppy disk, you know, with the magnetic medium, that just passing it past a magnet will completely scramble it.
Right.
Whereas a DVD will hold more of it and will be less, less easily damaged or altered.
More stable.
Yeah, more
definitely
stable.
Definitely more stable.
And that's the Ormus in its ability to hold information, record it and hold it.
Yes.
But still the DVD is just an aluminum coated disc with a value of 50 cents. There is nothing to the disc in the same way as the paper and black ink that's in the book doesn't really constitute its value. It's the information that's within it.
Right. And that is exactly my point. Although I must tell you that when I first started doing research with Ormus and I became aware of Ormus, I was so strongly attracted to it. I finally found I couldn't get it. It was very hard to get back when. That was 15 years ago. It was very hard to get, but I had read from reading Hudson's research that he said that there were certain foods that were that had significant amounts of Ormus in it that you could so I hunted down a concentrate from aloe vera, but the aloe vera had to be grown under very specific conditions, and I found one manufacturer that had that, and I traveled quite a bit, went through a lot to get it, and I finally had it in my pocket. And in my pocket, my body was so hungry for this substance. I was so deficient in Ormus that I could feel my body sucking it in through my shirt, through the plastic jar, and I was getting high as a kite. I had to pull over because I was losing my ability to drive the car. My body was in a state of wahoo for finally getting what I came to call this Ormus, what I came to call the food inside of food. This is what our body is craving. I also call this stuff the stem cells of matter, because stem cells can become any other cells, and this type of matter can become any other type of matter. And you'll be able to go on websites. You'll see where I'm quoted, but they don't quote me, and they have it wrong, so they don't even know exactly what they're saying when they say it's the stem cell of matter. But this is what it comes from. This is how I came from it. Many of my ideas have been picked up by other people and other manufacturers, but without giving me credit, and that's okay, as long as everybody's getting the benefit.
Right. So we've come to the end of our time today. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about Ormus and more about the smart minerals in particular and the gift, where should they go and what should they do?
The website is Life Enthusiast, life-enthusiast.com. And we have an entire section dedicated to Ormus. Under the health education, you can find a section for Ormus nanominerals. And under the products, we have several listed. Look up Ormus, O-R-M-U-S. You will see. And, of course, if that confuses you, you can call us. We're at 1-866-543-3388.
So if you want to know more about the gift in particular, because that's really what we've been talking about, and I'm absolutely amazed at the impact it's had on my life, then just go to Brand Smart Minerals, and you'll see a number of articles there about the smart minerals and Ormus and the gift, and also you'll be able to see the different products. And we're going to be talking about some of them more next time.
Indeed. Let's reconvene on this topic on our next session. This is Martin, Scott, and Farrell Brenner restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening.